This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Uber and Lyft announced quarterly profits this week. Spoiler alert, there weren't any. And the question of whether either company is ever going to turn a profit has come into even sharper focus as the state of California considers legislation that would force the ride-sharing companies to classify their drivers as employees instead of as independent contractors. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The distinction between employee and independent contractor is an expensive one. Social Security, payroll taxes, unemployment, workers' comp, and a host of other benefits come with employee status. For companies that haven't had to deal with those costs before, that's a lot, says Stanford economist Paul Oyer.
Existential threat might be overstating it a bit.
But if California Assembly Bill 5 were signed into law, it would add an estimated $500 million in expenses a year for Uber and almost $300 million a year for Lyft.
These are companies that are so busy trying to figure out their business model as it is, and then you're throwing a big wrench into that.
Columbia business professor Leonard Sherman says there are two things Uber and Lyft need to do to approach profitability, raise prices, and contain labor expenses. If the California law adds to driver costs,
you have really attacked any possible path to profitability.
California is a crucial market for the companies, making up 17% of Uber's business and about a quarter for Lyft. It's also their home state. And whether the bill becomes law or not, it could spur copycat efforts around the country, says UC Hastings law professor Vina Dubel.
The ramifications are huge. It sends the message to other legislators, oh, that's possible.
Uber and Lyft are pursuing alternatives to human labor with driverless cars, says Susan Shaheen, an expert on transportation innovations at UC Berkeley. But
in terms of wide-scale deployment, everywhere in the United States, automation is going to take a long time.
The California bill has already passed one house of the legislature, with a final vote in the other expected this month or next. So big change could be accelerating faster than self-driving cars can keep up. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.